to the GP.
No, yeah, we're not doing
I'm talking
no,
about
we're
gorilla.
Not, we're not opening like that.
No, we are
GP
not.
GP is terrible.
GP stands for goose poop.
Or Grand Prix.
I thought it stood for good person.
Or great piano.
Gape.
Grand piano.
Or guacamole paints.
Or okay. Goons podcast. What about that one?
Ginormous
grape plate.
Are we just going to
think of a plate made out of grapes?
Did you guys
stands
see the
for green people?
Did Sorry. You guys see the rubber thing that makes the china? God, I'm not explaining this.
Oh,
well.
I
didn't
see what are you talking about? The rubber thing that makes the china.
What on earth are you talking about? Okay, it's been everywhere on Twitter and stuff. It's like, so have you ever seen like one of those like white just china plates, and then there's like that blue like ink looking imprints on it of like flowers and stuff? So the thing that makes that is like some big like droopy titty comes down and it slaps itself on some ink, and then it just jiggles its way into a bowl, and that's how you get it.
I wish
I'm describing
China.
This really poor. Really poorly, but you know, it's been on Twitter and stuff.
It's so weird how well it works, because when you look at it, it looked like it would just be like, I feel like there'd be too much room for error. But
so
it just,
you're
it
telling
just
me
droops into the bowl and
dude, I would pay so much money to just slap it, just barehand slap. Yeah,
I'm sure all the work designs, all the designs on our plates are drawn on by titties.
Yes, for essentially.
Well, I mean, if you, oh my god.
Is he being serious?
It's been 2 minutes. He's already gone. Oh.
I was going to do a meme where I'm like, I'm back. I just licked every plate in my house.
That would have been a good meme.
That would have been a good meme. You should have
I would have laughed.
I am back. I have licked every plate in my house.
That's not funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nah.
See, that's what happens when I try to be funny. I'm not funny.
Yeah. You're funnier when you just like don't say anything at all.
Yeah, stick to putting two nouns next to each other.
Titty plate. I thought I was just cutting my wrist.
This is nothing. Big.
Okay.
I'm depressed.
Cut for me,
Rick.
Bleed out for Olive.
all right. Anyone have an actual topic? I have one, but I don't know if it's a good one to start with.
No, I'm very unprepared with this podcast.
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done in public? Jerked off everywhere.
I really hope that you didn't do that.
Is that your answer, or is that part of the question?
No, I've actually never done that. Yes. And no.
What are you?
So you jerked off in public?
What are you saying? Well,
I've never jerked
yes.
off in public, allegedly.
You admitted to indecent exposure on a podcast.
Allegedly.
That had a million
allegedly.
Views.
It's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing. I'm still
it's
on.
A, what, it's a, so
you're still jerking off?
Allegedly. Can we stop assuming things?
You
that
admitted
aren't
it.
Confirmed.
What do you mean?
Allegedly.
This is a safe space.
No,
you can
that's not.
Admit any crimes or misdemeanors in here.
Yeah, no,
well, I
no
don't
one's
think
listening.
So.
Yeah, not like 3 million people since we started this.
That's crazy, by the way. Yeah, is that just Spotify, or is that?
Yeah, it's just Spotify.
3 fucking million on Spotify. That is
Why?
Wild. What
that's
are you guys
a lot
doing?
Of people.
I don't know.
There's really nothing better to listen to.
What
huh?
baffled me? What baffled me more than that was. 500,000 listens on SoundCloud.
Wait, really?
Oh yeah.
I didn't think I didn't know there was 500,000 people.
That's
that
only in 30. That's only in 90 days too.
Oh my
I didn't
God.
Think people even yeah. used SoundCloud anymore.
I know. Yeah, also, SoundCloud.
We don't ever promote SoundCloud. We just promote Spotify and every once in a while Apple.
Well, that's because SoundCloud's
isn't
Google
SoundCloud AIDS. Just your yeah. method of getting it on Spotify, so it goes on SoundCloud as well. That's
yeah.
the reason it's
yeah.
on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still gonna have that because we are switching. Should we let our SoundCloud users know that it probably won't be on SoundCloud much longer? Or are we still
yeah,
gonna
if you're listening to this on SoundCloud,
all two of
we're
you.
Not gonna be doing SoundCloud.
Sorry
anymore.
To
maybe this episode
disappoint you and ruin your life.
Yeah. I really
SoundCloud
don't feel bad.
Regrets.
See, the thing is, we care about money.
Nothing
yeah,
else.
Exactly.
SoundCloud does not provide us.
The whole I reason we're doing this is to better our lives with money in our
right.
bank
yes.
accounts.
Uh-huh.
More hope
100%.
Can blow from this podcast.
Yeah. That's my. That's
more
actually my go-to answer when
blow.
Somebody asks, like, why I do the Goons podcast. You just reply with that picture of Mr. Krabs about to say money. Because it makes you look like a bit less of a dick because it's a meme. But
it's, a meme,
but
yeah.
it's incredibly
yeah.
true.
But they're just like, He was like, yes, 100%.
Which is funny.
And we're just like sitting here rubbing our hands together because we know
we've never been paid believe. From this.
Yeah, except there's never been a dime.
Every single dollar this has made has been going to McNasty's bank account and none of ours.
We're supporting his vegan lifestyle, by the way.
McNasty is the only one making money.
All the money from the views is going.
I'm just
going
to throw this out here because I don't want to look like the bad guy. All of that money is being spent on the podcast. Fuck you guys.
All this money's going so that
we're starting a business that costs a lot of money.
That's all this money's going to.
It's just supporting McNasty's guitar habit and heroin.
Tell him about your transition from Amazon beef sticks to now the complete 180 turn to Jesus vegan life.
Yeah, I'm gay now.
Do we want to out him on a podcast like that? I feel like we should let him.
Yeah, that's his coming out story.
No, let's out him.
Well, it's kind of already fucking out in the fucking ether now. Yes, I'm fucking
McNasty's
vegan.
A vegan.
We're so proud of you, baby girl. We're so proud.
Okay.
No more Amazon.
You didn't need to call him that.
It's Amazon celery sticks now.
I somehow think that would be worse.
It's just like dead bugs
Amazon
in it.
Amazon carrots.
Like,
oh. Brown.
Oh.
Just out of some Zimbabwe shit-infested forest. That some little kid got a droplet of water for picking. Out of
the
ground.
Got to drink one of his own tears to stay hydrated.
Can we save his jokes for recording video games? I somehow feel bad laughing at. Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure like slave children.
That's probably what kids said.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Wait. What? I'm pretty sure slave kids make almost everything we own. What do you mean?
Yeah, isn't cocoa mostly abundant in like southern?
Yeah, I'm pretty
South
sure.
America?
Like, I had this class one time, this communications class, where the teacher, this really old guy, like left a Hershey's little mini out on everybody's desk, and he said, "This is on me. Go ahead and eat this." And like, as we're halfway eating it, he's like, "You know, slaves made that, right? Do you still feel good about eating that?" And I was like, "What the hell?"
You're like, hell yeah, I feel even better about eating it. I want one more.
My biggest concern about that is, how do you halfway eat a Hershey's Kiss?
No, it wasn't a Hershey's Kiss.
Nibbling
it like a rabbit.
I imagine Drew's the type of guy that just takes it, like, sucks on it like a nipple, closes his eyes, moans a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right.
Or he holds the little string at the end of it, just like teabags it into his mouth.
Tastes like Big Mama's titty.
All right, I guess we're just outing everybody's secrets today. That's fine.
Yeah,
I eat the middle part of a Reese's cup first.
Oh, have you done that? Like you can poke like the nucleus out, and then you get like a ring left.
Nucleus.
the mitochondria. Just rip it out of the Reese's.
The powerhouse of the
peanut
cell.
Butter is the powerhouse of the Reese's cup.
No, actually, I don't do that. That was a lie.
Me neither.
Dude, you are just stupid.
I've never done that.
I have an advent calendar full of Reese's.
Okay, I got a question. Do you guys eat your sandwiches like around the edge and then eat the middle first?
No,
or like, how do y'all eat them?
I just approach it from one way and maybe take a bite out of the back if there's a lot of sauce leaking out.
I think I have like, what's that meme called? The OCD thing? We're like
OCD.
Yeah, that meme.
That meme. that mental health disorder.
OCD. Debilitating thing that people go through. What a meme.
I like strategically will eat my food sometimes. I don't know. I have like a weird thing about how I eat my food.
When I was a kid, I couldn't have my vegetables touch, otherwise I'd not eat it.
Oh.
I never cared about that, but I'll like eat one portion and then like eat another, and I'll like slowly. I don't know. I won't ever finish one thing before another.
Oh, that's how I used to be as a kid.
I finished
just eat all of one thing.
Yeah, I never did that. I always felt weird doing that. Like, people that eat their burger and then eat their fries, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with
me? Oh, that's what I do. Dude, you can't put a burger
down. What the hell is wrong with you?
I just drink my whole soda before eating anything.
Yeah, I just eat my napkins and swallow those whole. Yeah.
I eat the bag that came in and then continue.
No waste at all.
Do you actually eat your burger than your fries? I feel like that's like not fun.
I don't like putting my burger down. Like once I take a bite, I'm that's it. I'm going for it. The whole thing. I'm not putting it down.
Really?
Because then when you pick it back up, it's like sometimes like the bun has deteriorated.
Yeah, but you have
like,
another hand.
Are you sure?
Eat a burger with one hand, grab the fries with the other hand.
That's really unprogressive of you, Nasty, and I'm offended.
I don't know about double fisting food.
To assume that he has two hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have lost it in the war.
I've seen your hands many times in pictures.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, oh, you guys be swapping hands.
Where's my hand picks?
You don't...
What?
Oh, wait. Oh, you show your hands in like every Omegle video. You're right. Yeah, your hands are right. They're just really white. That's a problem.
That's a problem?
There's no hair. Back to the topic. Okay, why are we talking about hand hair?
Dude, I have a bigger problem. Spork hands, or do you got decent, like normal size hands? Do you got Trump hands, dude?
What is Trump hands?
They look like a KFC spork. The biggest hands
you've ever seen.
Massive hands.
The opposite of what soup's
like. I have just average looking hands, I think. I don't know. Okay.
All right. All right.
I wonder if your dick looks massive in your hands. Because they're all little. I wonder if Trump's dick. That's probably why Trump thinks he has a big dick, because he just has little baby hands.
Well, who was it? What's her name? Stormy Daniels?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. When she went on that one TV show and they had a bunch of like mushrooms. It was like one of those nighttime shows and they had a bunch of mushrooms. They're like, which one of these like looks most like Donald Trump's dick? There we go. I figured that out. And she pointed to like this little like elevator button looking mushroom. So apparently he's got a little pecker, according to her.
I mean, it's not surprising.
No, he doesn't exactly look like the kind of guy that'd be carrying around a hog.
He doesn't really act like the kind of guy that carries around a hog.
Well,
either.
You would be surprised because he does own a farm, and he owns a few hogs.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
Yeah, me too.
As soon as you said farm, butthole pucker just turned into a cigar cutter. I didn't know where that was going.
All right, so when you eat a burger.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We really straight.
What was the topic?
Dude, I'm curious. Because I'm a weirdo here. And that solves the problem.
That's also weird.
That tastes pretty good. You're just putting potatoes on it. Not wrong with potatoes.
I know, but it's still weird.
Okay, I'm sorry that...
Like, I'll take a bite out of my burger and then eat a fry.
I'm sorry
is that
anything
strange?
That deviates from the life of soup is weird.
Nobody said what you do is strange.
Yeah, you're calling other people strange for doing normal stuff, too.
No, I'm not calling them strange. I'm just wondering if I'm the weird one.
No.
Not at all. No?
Wait, okay. We have mixed answers.
Do think so because he's a racist piece of shit.
Well,
dude thinks anyone that's not his skin tone is weird, so...
Well, everyone's darker than me, so...
Yeah, well, so South Korean.
Well, that just means you're the greatest...
Can we...
What was... Kate, was there a topic before that? This one that we just, like, neglected? I feel like there was.
I think Soup Keep's just asking random questions.
And then it didn't go away.
I got a topic.
I have one.
Let Matt topic. Okay. You four topic in a row. Matt topic now.
All right, Matt topic time. So anyway, burger then fries? All right.
Wait.
You done?
Honey mustard for dipping sauce for fries, yes or no?
Ugh.
Sure.
Oh, fuck no.
Any dipping sauce that I'm already dipping the main meal into is what I would use.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Makes me gag.
Shut up, vegan.
Honey mustard is the superior.
Mustard.
Anything that has milk in it makes me gag now.
Yeah, that's just so
I've been
much,
vegan. I've been vegan
so
for 17 hours.
There's
I've
so
been
much milk in mustard
hours now,
and I puked.
There's so much milk in mustard. There's tons of it.
Ew, mustard milk doesn't sound good at all.
Exactly.
That sounds like a good old cocktail, mama.
What was the topic you're gonna ask, Matt?
All right. Do you guys I guess you wouldn't remember it. What's your first memory? I guess would be a better way to word it.
So do you guys remember your first memory?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. But that seems like a weird way to word it because obviously once you remember it, it's your first memory.
I have no fucking clue. What's your first memory?
Really? I remember mine very vividly. I was playing with a Tonka truck on the beach at my old cottage, and my sister was in front of me, and I remember she got her first loose tooth. And I thought, oh, I'll help. So I threw, like, my big-ass, like, 10-pound... It was probably, like, 1 pound. But it was, like, this big old, like, digger truck. And I just whipped it at her face and just knocked her teeth out, the front two, even though only one of them was loose. And she was bleeding everywhere and crying. And I just remember being so proud of myself that I helped get her tooth out. And that's my first vivid memory.
You're a good person.
Always just been the best
brother. You're basically a dentist.
Yeah, you missed your calling, bro.
that's what they do. They just use a little toy truck to smash somebody's teeth out of their mouth.
They just use a big old digger to knock
you really
want
to say that word.
All right, anybody else? Nobody else remember?
Like, all I can really remember is like my first day of like preschool as a kid, and I just remember like crying.
Yeah, I cried too. Yeah. I remember crying while eating a peanut butter sandwich. I just remember tears falling on my peanut butter sandwich and making it like salty. And I just was so sad about it.
Why is this so good? Salty, sweet, savory tears.
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
That ain't it.
Why does this feel like this has been going on for hours? It's been like 15 minutes.
I feel like we're in a time loop. I feel like we're in a time loop of AIDS right now.
I feel like, yeah, I just
and I'm not helping. Dying. I'm being kind of a dick right now. I don't know why. I'm in a mood tonight.
Kind of mood.
Yeah, I can tell.
Dude called me and woke me up and screamed at me. So,
yeah. Did you nap for like 5 hours or something? When did you stop streaming?
No, I stopped streaming and then continued to play Cyberpunk, and then I like just fell asleep randomly.
At your desk while playing Cyberpunk?
No, I like fucking crawled to my room and died. And then dude's
like,
podcast, no!
Well, to be fair, we've been trying to do it for, four days now. In case you want to get a little behind the scenes of how the goons operate. This is day number four.
There is no lack
of
operation.
Of attempting to do the podcast.
There's no oil in this machinery.
There's no machinery.
No, we are just...
There's nothing.
We are like dollar store lube inside of a high-tech motor. Just
dollar store working. Lube.
Yes.
See, I wonder if you could use lube as oil.
No, absolutely not.
Your car just starts moaning.
You could.
Isn't lube just oil, though?
That synthetic blend, dude.
No, it would definitely boil.
Oh, that's water-based.
Would...
Well, you can buy water-based or oil-based.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't buy oil-based.
You guys ever use, like, flavored lube?
Yes.
Not on purpose, but I had some at one point. Like I don't know what it tasted like. I didn't like, use it as, you know, toothpaste.
Cherry lemonade.
Cherry lemonade?
Did you taste it?
Cherry, yes.
Why? How did...
It was
just to see what it tastes like.
Yeah, you can say that.
Flavored lube before.
You can say that.
Well, I mean, if you go right in the butthole and then you want to eat your ass out, then yeah, I guess you taste it. And then you might get some of your own cum in your mouth, though, which is unfortunate.
Oh, my cum tastes like hamburger.
Oh, dude. Of course it does. McNasty's cum about to taste so good, though, now that he's vegan.
Hey, ladies out there.
Are you okay? Just die right there?
Somebody unplug
his
ethernet. McNasty
just stuck his cock in his mouth. It ran over there.
You're right. Taste it right now, bitch.
Dude, why are you F9 clapping? Did Dubra walk in?
No.
I think it's about what happened.
No. It's just the visual of McNasty just like, shh, and just putting his dick in my mouth the second I said that.
I thought Duber walked in when you like stopped talking.
Yeah.
You're like, man, McNasty's coming about to taste real. Oh, hey, mom.
No, she wouldn't be surprised that I was talking about your cum, McNasty.
No.
Yeah.
No, she really wouldn't. That's
I can't
awful.
Imagine the things she's heard before.
Well, I've monetized some of the fucked up stuff she's heard. So that is.
And I've
epic.
Said a lot of fucked up things about her, so.
You know what's funny? I think what started that was us being depressed about playing that one sponsored game. When, Dew was saying something over and over. And I just said, Dew watching his mom getting dressed. And I feel like that's when it, like, actually started.
Please don't see me. Please don't see me.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't see me. That was Warface.
Yeah, that was Warface. I didn't want to say the brand, but yeah. Oh. Fuck it.
That wasn't Warface.
I feel like we didn't go super hard. I feel like we didn't go super hard into the Dubra jokes until that one.
I've kind of been trying to like not do this so much lately because I remember that. What were we doing that? I think it. Oh, was that that video?
The
that
Call
I posted.
Of Duty video that was 5 minutes. Me and Dew were watching it together, and it was just like 5 minutes. Yeah. Just like
after that, I realized I was like,
Does Dubra like. Get your dad's dick.
Yeah.
I bet she's pounded, bro. I bet your mom's titties fucking pounded.
I bet your mom's ass is fat. Oh yeah. Dubra win this.
This is like
when Dubra
5
that.
Minutes of bullying, dude.
Well, after you had mentioned that and I started like noticing in videos, I went and looked at my folder of clips I have.
They're all duper
clips. I feel like I should explain this for the audience. I name my own clips. Every time I make a clip, I literally name it. So I was like looking at the names, and there's so many things that say Dubra. There's like eight clips that just say Dubra on it. I'm just like, man, I need just like rehab. Calm down. There's only so many jokes you can make about somebody's mom.
You're still chock full of them.
Yeah, I'm chuck full of them. I'm full of chuck.
Okay. Anyone else want to answer my question,
I don't remember what the fucking question was.
Earliest memory.
I remember...
My memory is terrible because I don't remember what
falling
that was.
Out of my crib onto my head. That's my earliest memory.
Yeah, that checks out.
Hey.
Makes sense.
Not nice.
Do you guys know what your first word was? Like... It wasn't like mama or dada.
No, mine was papa. Know. My grandpa. That's what I call my grandpa.
I have my no first idea word mine was hot.
What? Weird.
Yes, I was a strange child.
I just imagine you saying that like the way that Randy Marsh says it. Like, hot, 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 hot.
Well, for some reason, every time my dad would hold me as a baby, I would always want to grab, like, I would try and grab, like, a light bulb or something.
Oh, okay.
And he kept telling me no, but I kept, like, trying to reach for it. And eventually my dad was like, okay, if you want to touch this light so bad, I'm going to let you touch it. And so I touched a light, and I was like, hot. And then so my first word was hot. And he told me everything I touched after that was hot. Like, I'd touch the table and be like, hot. And then he said one time I was sitting there and I just ripped ass and I put my hand up against my ass and I was like, hot.
That's all it was.
This is such like a, you're like a baby chimp or something where you're just like the first animal ever to speak English.
Not too far from the truth.
I was making funny moments out of the womb.
Do you ever think how weird it is that parrots can just like speak
Yeah, what's
to
up
us?
With that, God?
What, parrots?
Like they're able to just like
They don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah, I know, like, but I'm saying like, could you imagine like just saying a word to your dog and then just say it back to you?
Soup's dog would probably not be very nice.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of words.
I don't understand what you're
saying. It's weird that
parrots
can.
He's saying like, why can
repeat what you say?
Repeat. Yeah. But like a dog or a cat.
It's just weird that parrots have a voice. I don't know, it's just weird to think about.
Well, they don't have, like, a voice. Folds or anything. They just, like, can mimic the sound.
They can
it's
mimic
not, like,
any sound.
Like, it's not a form of...
Pretty much, yeah. They can mimic, like, machinery or whatever, but sometimes it happens to be speech.
Yeah.
Can they do... Yeah. I wonder if they can do P's, because we, like, P is a lip word.
Are you guys talking about parents being able to speak? Because, like, how is...
Parrots!
I can't believe parrots can talk. I thought y'all said... I was like, I was so confused. I was like, what do you mean? Parents being able to talk. God. Yeah, what a foreign concept.
Yeah, you probably felt like you're having a stroke that like you didn't understand, but then three of us were still talking.
Who's on drugs?
So lost. Okay. Yeah. Parrots. I got you. Parrots.
The bird. Yes, the parrots. Yes.
Or
yeah, he sounded more like Carl there.
Give me mom. Give me mom.
Yeah. Yeah, that was alright, that was a bit.
Yeah, how the fuck are they able to do that? Like, why do they all want a cracker?
Why are they all named Polly? Name them something else.
Yeah, like Dolly. RuPaul. Dolly Parton. Dolly Parrot.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm gonna get
Let's
a parrot
Let's all go see
Dolly,
Dolly
Parton
parrot. Live.
Birds smell like
dead.
Oh.
She's not dead.
No. No, she just gave like a bunch of people a fuck ton of money for like COVID relief.
She's a wonderful
and, like,
person.
Yeah,
shit.
I think I heard about that.
She's for the boys.
She is. Next topic, right. Please.
Dolly Parrot.
What the fuck was that, McNasty?
Can we move on to the next topic?
That is not. We need a different segment.
Next
that was
topic, off. Please.
You sound like a Down syndrome Thor.
Next topic.
All right, you need
syndrome
to stop
Thor.
Doing that.
Next.
I am with you.
Next right. topic.
I am also looking. I'm currently looking for a topic.
Funny Screen MP3 says, topic. Spaghetti or meat?
Nasty. I'll let you take this one.
Spaghetti.
I didn't realize they were like competitors.
Spaghetti as long as it's made out of rice pasta. I hate this. Not egg pasta.
I hate this chapter of McNasty so much.
I know. I can't wait for next week when there's a new one. He's going to think that we're starting the podcast right there. He's going to think that it's
28 minutes into it.
Of nothing.
He's like, damn, they talked just random shit this whole fucking time. Shit, Christ. God bless America.
For context, we clap sync for our nice editor. Help him out.
Yeah.
All right, does anyone have a topic?
Topic.
I'm looking one more time. So much.
What is your favorite hairbrush brand?
That's not a good one to keep the time. We can cut ahead. That's the
mine is butterfly picture on the back of the wood. I don't, oh, it's Earthy on. You're the one. Oh,
I'm
one brand.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
This is
how the
worst.
Fuck do you people sit here and listen to this for a whole hour? How? Like, just tell me in the comment section, please. I want to know. Why you sit here and endure this?
Oh,
just
all right,
pure retardation.
This isn't really a topic, but it's something to talk about because I feel like I kind of share the same. Well, kind of. It's not like a typical topic. It's more so of addressing
typical
something.
Topic.
Topical. A lot of people always are like, I can't believe Dew still lives with his parents despite like YouTube success. You want to like explain that a little bit because I share the same thoughts, but I feel like you're better at a. Put into words.
I feel like I know why,
I'm a
just
loser.
Go ahead and say it. What I was going to say.
No, well.
Tell us something we don't know.
Well, at least you're a rich loser.
Can you stop talking about my money on this podcast, McNasty?
Like, I'm a loser, baby, and I make six figures monthly.
Okay. Let's not.
All right. You did not need to do that.
Isn't that how that song went? By Beck? Back in the day.
Last three podcasts, you've talked about
back,
how you
back in the day.
Have,
kiss your back? I know.
Yeah.
So, dude, you want to fucking answer?
This is sucks. The worst.
This is probably our worst, yeah, so far.
We just got done thanking people for a million listens, and then we followed up with this.
complete garbage.
Okay, so...
Holy shit,
no,
do you want
just,
me to answer?
What is so funny?
Dwight McNash just said complete garbage.
I didn't even know that was funny.
He just saw the reflection of himself in his fucking monitor.
I'm not kissing your back anymore.
Alright, I'm sorry. I did mean that.
Answer the fucking question, the dude!
May I answer the question now? Like,
yes,
shit,
go ahead, please!
God. Well, okay, like, I was looking for places pre-COVID, but then I didn't want to get AIDS, so I'm just chilling for now. But prior to that, I don't know, I just like being around my family. I mean, it's not like I don't have the means to go get a place. I've had a means to do that for a while. I just like being around my family, and, like, I feel like living on my own would be a little bit lonely, and it would take some getting used to. So... that's my main reason. Also,
move in with somebody.
It's cheaper to live here, and I'm very tight with my money.
Yeah, we got that vibe from your chair,
yeah.
Dude.
But yeah,
and your
no,
setup
I just
all the dust.
Well, and here's the other thing too. Like a lot of people shut the hell up. I'm answering the
and
question.
Your
clothes. My clothes. What's wrong with my clothes? I just wear t-shirts.
You wear Twitch shirts.
What's wrong? What
I know
the
you don't pay for those.
That?
They're free.
What do you mean? I did buy that shirt.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have a Raid Shadow Legends t-shirt.
I'm not going to talk about Raid on this podcast. Raid, I love you. I love you, baby. So anyway, the other thing too was... a lot of people will move out because maybe they have, like, not super great relationships with their family, or it's like,
or
they
have
ass
AIDS,
or it's like hurting their work or whatever, but my family's great, I get along with them great, I have no problems whatsoever, so I have not been, like, in a rush to move out.
Don't you ever want to experience the feeling of, like, being out on your own, though?
I will.
Like, that's one of the most desirable things that got me out
of the house. I'm just taking my time, bro. I'm just chilling.
Him, you're gonna be like 45 by the time you move
out. It was good for a while. It was fun for a while, but then I wanted a pet and then a roommate.
Yeah.
It's a lot better with a roommate. Until they fucking steal your toilet paper. Well, the thing is,
you're fucking, what, 22, 23?
Don't.
25. Yeah, like,
that's like the time to, like, not, move out, though. Like, I don't know. I just. Dude, you're pushing it, man. Move out!
No, it's not for everyone. Like, you know what I mean?
I like that you, because I'm the same way. I get along with my family great. Like, when I live with my dad.
Dude, when you live with mom and dad, toilet paper just shows up. Yeah. All right? You don't know where it comes from. It just shows up. When you live on your own, you gotta go buy that.
The worst part about moving out is you're like you'll be like, oh, dude, I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something in the kitchen. Oh, wait, there isn't food.
It's just like a random fried egg on the floor and nothing else like, in the kitchen.
Wait, there's nothing to eat here. I actually have to go to the store and get something. Yeah, but the cool thing is,
if you just
want to
like beat off on your couch, you can, like, any time of the day, as long as you're not living with somebody.
Well, I mean, nothing's stopping you from doing that at your parents.
Well, there's a few things. Well, there's a few walls stopping that. A few barriers to that.
All right.
Is there, though?
Are you coming on the wall? I don't understand what's going on here.
You and Dubra are going to stop.
Yeah.
No more of that. I'm trying to find a good topic for us to actually
We've been trying to search for a topic for
like
34 fucking minutes now.
Dude, people in the comments suck. Yeah, they're like topic chicken ass. Like, come on. Give us some good shit to talk about. Topic, spaghetti or meat? What does that fucking mean? What are we going to talk about with this?
It's literally like a one-answer question and then you just move on. You choose.
But that question doesn't even make sense. Those aren't competitors.
Yeah. Does it, Blarg? Spaghetti or meat? There's fucking meat in spaghetti.
Yeah,
I've never
had
spaghetti that doesn't have meat in it.
That's what I'm saying. They're not competitors.
I'm about to start shooting my wall.
I would love to hear that.
Please do. Just that'd be fun.
I feel like he lives so far away from town too, where nobody would hear it. So you just like be able to get away with that. You just have a bunch of bullet holes in your wall.
What would be your dream job if YouTube didn't exist?
Porn.
We talked about this.
Nah, porn? I actually probably wouldn't enjoy porn.
Okay, right, I got a question. Screw my topic then. I guess. Yoshi. Never mind. Oh, okay. Spaghetti
topic.
Meat. Okay,
sucked.
Fine. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's hear your topic. Go ahead. Whatever.
It was spaghetti or meat, dude.
Nah.
Actually, I didn't hear your topic. What was it?
Nah, it's over.
No, what was your topic? What was it?
I would probably actually be like something involving in the stock market.
Okay,
we've answered this topic before.
Meat, I'm sure at some point, too, so.
I don't know. That's pretty unique. All right,
go ahead. Just ask your question. I knew.
All right, what would be your dream job if you weren't doing YouTube?
Why are we here right now? What are we doing with our lives?
This is the worst podcast on planet Earth.
3 million people really sat on Spotify.
You know what this podcast feels like? Like this episode, it feels like we all just met each other.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It feels like we're like we all have wives who have like a husband that we've never met, and they all want to hang out.
So like in the next room, reading a book and drinking wine, and we just gotta like.
So you know what we need to do? We need to crack open a cold one. And get to know each other better.
Or we can do the podcast like we've always done for the past 18 episodes. 19. Is this 19?
I don't know.
Okay.
I want to go to bed.
If you could be one person in history, who would it be and why from Yoshi?
Blarg.
Spaghetti.
I'd be super Marlo.
What'd you say?
I'd be meat. Oh my God. I'd be meat.
Super Marlo?
Who the fuck is that female Mario?
Super
what is that?
Maria.
Is Marlo a female name? I feel like
Super Maria.
I don't know.
Marlo is not a female name.
I don't know what that is. Super
is that Mario's sister,
my name's
Super Maria.
Marlo Brown.
All right.
Who
super
is that?
Super Italian pussy.
Why?
You'd be I'd probably be Abraham Lincoln.
You want to get shot
in the
head?
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be JFK then.
I'll be John Lennon.
Shot twice in the head.
Osama.
Dude.
Oh,
okay,
I should
so
have shot in the
people who got murdered.
Why didn't John Lennon just imagine there was no .38 snub nose revolver?
You've seen that written
bitch.
Somewhere, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What? If you, I don't even actually remember what the question was. I'm gonna be honest.
If you could be one person in history.
Oh, God, I don't know.
What is with us today?
I'm confused. This is just terrible.
All right, next topic.
I feel like I'm dreaming about having a bad podcast. Except it's I'm not waking up from it. I'm trying to wake up.
It's like one of those dreams where you wake up, you're just like doing a presentation in your class with your cock out. That's what's happening right now. People really want us to travel around the world.
We're doing
a live show of us. Imagine we take questions from the audience.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bro, what do you think?
Spaghetti or meat?
That would be the questions we would get asked from our audience, bro. How tall are you in scrambled eggs?
Nah, you know what? We're bringing armed guards with us to just take out people to ask those questions.
I feel like a live podcast with us, if viewers ask questions, would be like Minecon. I feel like it would be just
Minecon? What's that? Like Minecraft come?
Minecraft.
You guys don't know what Minecon is?
It's like BlizzCon, but
yeah.
Have you guys never watched those?
Yeah, it's like Dedicated
Have you ever seen those fucking videos? Yes.
Yeah, that's Minecon.
Dude, I can't imagine how terrible that game must have felt becoming a meme just because he had a speech impediment.
Well, like, he also asked a stupid fucking question.
He's a kid, Blur.
He's a dedicated wham, and it's just like going home, people are just laughing at your dumb self.
I'm like, oh, well, unless he had a humor about it. I mean, if I did something fucking stupid, I don't know.
Yeah, the kid was like 10. What kind of 10-year-old has humor about their insecurities?
I guess. That's assuming it's an insecurity, but yeah, I guess.
He should be insecure about it.
All right, I got a good question. If you guys, if you could collab with any content creator, who would it be?
Oprah.
That would be
Obama.
Probably PewDiePie.
Yeah, I'd play PUBG with
PewDiePie. I'd play Markiplier.
Well, Delirious is the reason I started making videos, so it would be cool to get in a session with him one day. Yeah, way back in the day. I remember watching him do like stuff on Black Ops 2. That's why I started making Black Ops funny moments that are privated that will never see the light of day. But yeah, he's the reason I started making videos.
Well, now you're going to have to unprivate them because people are going to want to go watch.
Well, those will stay with the old Shameless podcast. They're never coming back, so you can shut the fuck up about a comment section.
I cannot believe
they like being degraded.
He's degraded our fans like that.
I can't believe it's not butter.
You know, you're probably right. Fuck you guys.
Do you guys have? I was actually going to ask this earlier. Do you guys have like a pet peeve joke that like runs with your audience?
Oh, I've got many.
What is a peeve joke?
Drake, headless, thunderstruck. She's probably a dude. Like really old stuff that it's like my fault. I agged it on back in the day, but the biggest one is probably the headless thing because instead of just saying I don't want to do a face reveal back in the day, I was like, I don't have a head, and then like people still talk about it.
Hey, but you don't. It's
more thunderstruck. Because I finally like branded as a black head. Question mark thing.
All right.
That wasn't going anywhere like, good. As soon as you said black,
choose my next word very carefully.
As a black.
Well,
I feel like you wanted
so
to say
blackface is like
face,
the joke we make
like
about it. But
head.
It's like if anybody were to ever actually think that that's blackfacing, you're retarded and you need to seek help. So.
Oh, yeah, no, it'd be a stretch to fucking put that
right,
together.
It's obvious it's just a mystery. It's not me trying to identify as black.
That's a bit of a stretch. If you gave him dreadlocks or something as well, then he'd probably be in trouble. But
pet.
What was the topic?
Do you have
jokes
like,
with your fans?
Like annoying ass, like not even like not even one that makes you laugh, but one that you're just like so fucking tired of seeing. Because I know mine. Mine
probably
is like
my sister at a mill thing.
Really? That's so funny because that's not even your joke. That's the best part.
Yeah,
of
I know.
It. That's fucking.
But it's
gay.
It's a rape joke, and I don't like my most popular thing being a fucking
cool
rape
thing
joke.
You're known for.
Yeah, that's
now.
Pretty fucking shit. To be fair. Yeah.
Thanks.
I wonder why Jay didn't want to use it.
I was out to eat the other night, and one of the workers recognized me and came up to me, and he was like, are you soup or whatever? And, you know, that whole conversation. And he was like, I cannot explain to you how much sleep I've lost listening to you guys do the my friend voice. And he's like, can you please do that for me in person? So I'm sitting here with this stranger that recognized me from YouTube. And I'm just like, my friend.
what a shitty, like, utopian future we live in.
Dude, I was just like, this is the craziest thing.
See, I feel like that one's not that bad, though, because it's not like it's, like, annoying as fuck, like, people just commenting, hilarious. My friend, good video, or whatever. Like, that doesn't bother me. It's just like, I mean, like, annoying, shitty jokes.
No, it was hilarious, because I said it, and he was just like, oh, yes.
That's so fucking funny, though. That is fantastic.
At least he didn't tell you to, like, wrap Gucci belt. I feel like that'd be far more annoying.
Oh, my God, I would be like, absolutely not.
That's our legacy. Yeah, that'd be that we leave behind is the my friend people.
I think
out there. People love it.
My biggest pet peeve joke is just shitty fucking Arab jokes. Not even Arab jokes, because I fucking love them. That's no secret.
Like,
but
good
just
Arab
like,
jokes, yeah.
Just like painfully unfunny ones. Like the fucking picture I posted on Instagram the other day. Just like with me and my fucking Christmas tree. Like the most harmless thing. Just like half the comments were like, I bet all those Christmas bulbs are bombs.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, they're all bombs. I've decorated my tree with fucking bombs. It's just like, is that a point where it's God. Like, God, how fucking uncreative are you? That's just like, no, this'll be good.
Soup thought those it was fucking hilarious. Bombs. He choked.
It's like one of those, it's so unfunny that it, in the context of this, that it's like funny, but it's just.
Yeah, true.
50 comments of that. Just like, okay. All right. None of you are funny. Just stop trying, please. It's just fucking. It's like the headless thing.
Because for me, it's like it's every time somebody's like, if the dude is getting head, is he really getting anal? Because your head's in your ass and all that stuff. Like, I've heard that joke so many times.
God.
I think a lot of viewers don't realize that we hear the same things from like a lot of them, and they think that they're like the first one to ever say it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about that too is like a lot of people, you know, a lot of these viewers that come to us making those kind of jokes, they could have just figured us out like a week ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And to them, it's like brand new, fresh content. But it's
right.
No,
a year it doesn't and a half old, and we've much. Heard it you know, forever.
It doesn't bother me that much because it's I know like that
I'm,
a lot of them are
sitting over here like writhing in anger or something. You know, but, I'm pretty numb to it at this.
Oh yeah, just trembling and. Pain.
But it's just like the thing you just have to be like like if you're streaming or something and someone will like donate like fucking $50 or
like
something
text
and be
to
like
speech, like what happened to your head headless like,
you wasted your money
I can't imagine like see the thing is when stuff like that happens online you could just ignore it like just don't even pay attention to it but like do like in person.
Oh God! Right.
That would just be so much more because you don't want to be a dick. Like we're not assholes. I mean, we make fucked up jokes, but we're not genuinely like shitty people. So it's like if that were to happen to me in real life, I wouldn't just be like, "Fuck you,"
punch
just like,
in the
flip
nose.
Them off and walk away. Even though I would want to.
I'm at a point where I probably would. I don't give a fuck.
Me and McNasty
I'll be
never
fucking
have to
ruthless.
Worry about
I don't
that
really
scenario,
give a shit.
So.
Yeah, somebody asked if either of you guys like think you've been recognized in public at any point. You guys like. No, never, not even.
I always
like,
get asked,
remotely.
Like, whenever I stream, people ask me if, like,
yep, same.
People recognize my voice in public. And I'm just, nope.
I feel, I don't know. I feel like your voice is a bit different. Like, even like on the phone or like Snapchats or something random, your voice is definitely different than like going through like I don't think people realize how different our voices are going through like a microphone with EQ and fucking all this different shit on it. Whereas, like, in person, it's just, I don't know, it sounds...
McNasty sounds way different on the phone. Like, whenever you call me, the first time you called me on the
phone,
I was like...
Phones don't have any low frequency. You're just hearing all mids and highs.
Yeah.
Like, this guy sounds way different on the phone.
Like, I'm going to do this on the podcast right now. I'm going to take my voice and just...
All right, well, he's just doxing himself now next time he goes to the grocery store.
I'm
going to
turn the bass all the way down.
A crowd will wander around you.
Hello. Do I sound like I'm on the phone now? Hello.
Oh, no, you're just breaking my ears.
Hello, I'm on the phone. Hello, no. It's me. I'm here on
all
the phone.
That's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
I think
enough.
The only reason I'd recognize Soup's voice is because his accent is just so Soup. It's just like
thank you.
It's so distinct to you. You'd be fucked. Actually, I don't know. Does everyone near you sound like that?
Kinda, I guess. I mean, if you guys heard people that lived around me, you'd probably think they sound like me.
I feel like I hear you so much.
You've been hanging around so much. So much.
I know what you sound like so much.
I feel like I hear you so much that I just don't even like recognize the accent anymore. I recognize it when you try to intensify it. Like when you like make a prank call or something, you always go a little bit more country than normal. But I feel like I've heard your voice so much now that it's, I don't know, I don't really hear it anymore.
I feel like I get noticed way fucking more than I ever have. Which I know that,
of course.
Your hair probably doesn't help.
Yeah, also I have long hair and I'm kind of tall, so.
Also, your second channel probably helped with you getting recognized a lot because, like, your face is obviously in other videos and streams and shit, but that channel is just, like, half of it is you reacting, like, your face and your facial.
Yeah, if your face was in all of your main channel videos, you get recognized all the time.
Well, I actually want to start doing that more. I want to start putting my face in more videos. Anyway, I get recognized. Like, if I go somewhere, I feel like it's 50-50 that I'm getting recognized now, and it's odd.
Is it really that bad?
But I've never... It's pretty bad.
That's crazy.
Just seems so, like, uncomfortable.
Because even with, like, a big YouTuber who has his face in every video that went to PAX with us a couple years ago, even walking around with him, I don't know how many subs he has, a fuck ton... But even then, it was like once in a while somebody would recognize him. So that's kind of insane.
I feel like it happens way too much for me. It's like an uncomfortable amount. Well, it's not uncomfortable. I've never had a weird interaction. So, but yeah, it happens a lot more than you'd think.
That's so odd.
It doesn't really bother me. The weirdest one was when there was a car parked beside mine outside of a gas station. And it just gave me a weird vibe. And the two dudes are just like, soup. Scared the fuck out of me.
They weren't even talking about you. They were just like looking at like a fucking Panera bread across the street.
That would be the worst if someone just like yelled like, that beside me. And I was like, what's up? And they're just not even talking about me.
It's just like in a grocery store soup aisle. He's just like panicking. Oh, that'd be fucking awful. Have you had anyone like show up to your house or anything?
Fuck no.
That's not cool.
I've had somebody leave that's a note cool. at my doorstep.
Ah, that's not cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fucked. I think I talked about it already, so the viewers are gonna yell at us. But yeah, it was fucked, but I gave it to the police and now we're okay. Cameras and
yeah,
cameras
like,
and
if
all
you
that
see,
shit.
If you see us in public or whatever, that's cool
it's
to
so
say
easy.
Hi, but like come into our homes. Yeah, that's too far.
Yeah. Leaving a note about stroking your dick.
What? That's what it said?
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, yeah, it was super fucked up. I wish I still had a copy, but it's at the police station, so I don't have a copy of it anymore. But yeah, it was...
Yeah, don't do that.
It was so fucked up. Yeah, like, that's weird. My dad found it, and he's like, what is this? It's like, I don't fucking know. He's like, it's on the front porch. It's like, oh, God, that's cursed.
Maybe it was a UPS guy.
Actually, fuck, who was it that just got recognized by their UPS guy? Might have been, was it Smitty? I don't know if it was Smitty or someone else. Just
that,
recently got recognized by the UPS guy.
That has to suck very
bad. It's like, well, now he knows where I live and what I order. So that's
awesome.
That
happened to me one time.
Really?
When I live with my dad. I think it was either UPS or FedEx. Because it might have been when I had my U2s, my first U2s made. Because I think when it shipped, they didn't put my actual name on it. I think it just said McNasty. And the guy that pointed that out, he just told me, he's like, do you know, like, McNasty? Why does it say McNasty? I'm like, oh, that's just, like, my thing on my online persona. And, like, yeah, he just knew, like, about my YouTube.
Shouldn't have said that.
You should have just said I ordered it because I watched this YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just used his name for my mailing.
Or just pointed a gun at him.
Well, he was cool. He was like, oh, that's just, like, cool to meet you. And then he, like, turned around and walked away and went back in his truck. He didn't, like, freak out or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
But he just, like, he knew of me.
I got a topic for us.
Can I ask one more? Like, have you had a fan encounter where they just say nothing but shake? They just sit there and shake and like...
yes.
Dude, those are my favorite ones.
that makes me feel
so
hella
adorable.
Weird.
It's just that, like, you know, they're so scared though, but they're just so excited. And it's just like...
I've met people who just like, were just like, they just couldn't talk.
Oh yeah, I can see
but
that.
But they're just like... I'm shaking, and I'm just sitting there, just like nipple cam with a guitar. It's just kind of awkward.
Yeah. His face is probably just stone-faced.
They're like holding their phone. They're like, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, I am a human being.
Oh,
like,
dude, no. I think the worst. Oh, this one was like painful. I felt so bad at fucking PAX when I sat at the, when I sat with like Wildcat 407, John, and Smitty's meet and greet, and Big Jiggly Pandas. I was at the end of the table, and like this kid was asking for a selfie, and he's like, I'll take it. And he had the front camera, and he kept taking it, but because he was shaking so much, every single one was like this cursed ass blurred image. Just like, it was so bad. I was like, oh God, do I offer to take it, or do I just sit here for 10 minutes till he fucking figures it out? It's so funny.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say he had the wrong facing camera on. I was just like, no.
Just taking selfies.
Oh, fuck.
He's so nervous he can't even tell he's just taking pictures of himself.
No, it was like he had the like it facing us so I could see the screen too. So like we both saw the screen. Like he was using his front camera, just holding it out in front of us. It just kept shaking. So I was just watching these pictures come out, because you know with like an iPhone when you take it, it shows like a couple frames of the photo before it goes down to the little photo library thing. I just saw those, and it's just like this like peach colored blur. It's so funny. Oh, I felt so bad, but I think he eventually got one. But it was just, I don't know. Those interactions are so funny to me.
I never liked the thought of people like quote unquote like worshiping us.
Yeah, no, it's
like I like people being fans, but I just don't like people like seeing me as some kind of like above human person or something.
This
fucking
god.
Like I used to live in a garage. I used to live in a fucking garage with my parents. I was like starting my YouTube channel.
I'm from bumfuck Egypt.
We are literally just people.
We make that's literally the only thing is we just make jokes, and regular people make jokes all the time. We just happen to the stars align with our lives, and yeah,
we just monetize ours. That's the only difference.
I'm from like the definition of a hick town, like you know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah, it's I don't know. Yeah, that's never been. I can understand that.
Maybe like idolizing somebody that's like,
an athlete. Or somebody
like
who's like,
or like a fucking like Johnny Depp, like a high tier
actor, dedicated their life to get where they are. We just like have black joke on the internet,
right? But like, even still, they're still just people too.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I feel like they're just like once you reach that threshold of making over $100 million a year,
that defines your self worth.
Well, I feel like just
you're
when
no
you
longer
have,
a human
when you have that kind of money, I feel like you just generally live a different life than normal
people.
Well,
no shit, but I mean that's, I feel like you could say that about somebody making fucking $100,000 a year and $50,000 like that. And like, that's
I don't know about that.
That really,
I don't
know
about that. I don't know. It is a completely different topic.
There's a big difference between $100,000 and $100 million. $100 million, you don't have to worry about literally anything.
Well, I think from what I've heard about like people that are extremely well off is that it's also all on like a scale too, like because that life is so different from like a regular life that the money, obviously, you know, it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're living a completely different life than a normal
person. But it's on a scale though. Like they have their own like problems with money.
Oh
in
yeah.
In comparison, whereas guess, like. Yeah. Yeah, it's like they're in a nicer house, obviously, but they're still like, $10,000 house payment this month. Man, yeah, I have to budget a little bit. But yeah, it's like, just, obviously, you don't really need to do that, but it's like their own kind of way of looking
just,
at things.
Yeah, it's just a completely different thing. But honestly, I would never want that much fucking money. Like, if I made what I make now, like from YouTube for the rest of my life, I would fucking never complain again. I don't know how people need, like, or like, no, I need to be making like $1 million a month or I'm not fucking happy.
What are you,
yeah.
So what are you trying to buy
start
a castle
like,
in every
okay,
country?
I need to make
$5 million
a month now.
Yeah.
I'm
what do you need that much money for?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I like excess. I obviously like nice things. I got roasted to fucking shit by our comment section for having that expensive of a dinner or something. But
I
like,
knew that was going to happen.
Oh, dude, I got flamed. But obviously I like nice shit, but like the amount of excess that some people need is fucked. Like, it is just insane. They could just never be happy. Just be like, I only have two Ferraris. Yeah, I've never cared about that kind of stuff. It's like, holy shit. It's
like, I feel like the difference is, like, I feel like a lot of YouTubers who make just outstanding amounts of money, I feel like they were kind of growing up in wealth. Because I feel like when you're raised in wealth, you kind of have a different, like, view on money than somebody that's just come from, like, you know, racks
to riches. What do you mean by that? Because, like, I grew up in a, relatively speaking, pretty wealthy family. But I feel like I have not lost touch of money whatsoever. Like, to me, $1,000 is still a fuck ton of money, regardless of what I make. That's still a shit ton of money. I feel
like that just attributes to you being smart. Like, you're just generally a smart person. But there's a lot of people who grow up in wealth, and it turns them into pieces of shit.
Yeah, like, where
literally
so.
Their entire value is based on how much money they have, and they just want more. The issue, too, is
YouTube culture itself kind of spawns that, right? Like, you see somebody like Jake Paul, who spends their entire monthly earning on... Beast. Yeah, like, if you... Okay, this is the thing. I like expensive clothes. I like cars. I like shit like that, the typical hype-y stuff, but not because I like it because, hey... I want to flex this thing and somehow
it's not a
this,
personality
yeah,
trait.
Yeah, this makes me better than you for some reason. That is the worst fucking way to look at shit like that. Like, if you just like something that happens to be expensive, like your guitar is McNasty, where it's like your fucking, whatever, $15,000 guitar is realistically going to do the exact same thing as a $200 Squire. Oh, but that's what you like. You don't buy it because I'm better than everyone else. Okay, well, okay, it does the same thing. It makes fucking noise. Yeah. That's like saying, you know, expensive shirt and a Walmart shirt. They do the same fucking thing, but you just like one of them. If you're buying expensive shit for that reason, then I always just, you know, tell people go for it. But like, if you want to buy a fucking off-white shirt to make your friends think you're fucking cool and you're doing well, then you're a loser, man.
It's when you use the expensive thing to like try and make it a personality trait.
Yeah. Like having wealth is like this fucking awesome thing that makes you better than everyone else. Yeah, that shit's...
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of people who are raised in wealth end up that way because they're always around all this money and they feel like that's what they should be. They should be the money person. But I mean, there are people like you, Blark, who, you know, you're raised in wealth, but you're also like, smart and not a piece of shit.
I feel like it's kind of the same thing with like, you know, it's an outspoken minority that you're thinking of where it's like a lot of people group. A lot of wealthy people into the same pool because the ones that you do see usually make it on social media as like Instagram influencers and all that shit. So you see like this outspoken minority of complete douchebags that think money is a personality trait. But there's a ton of people like, you know, I didn't grow up in insane wealth. Like my parents aren't fucking billionaires, but obviously, you know, there's some people out there that have that and are still like me. But I don't know. I feel like you just see a very twisted reality of it because of Instagram.
You just have to have a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah, that kind of goes for everything.
I was worried when I first started playing with all you guys that y'all were going to be that way. That's one thing that I've like kind of tried to stay away from in the YouTube world is people that are kind of that way.
You're the sum total of your friends, basically. The people you hang out with. So you don't want to surround yourself with people like that. You know, you want to surround yourself with people who have the same mindset and ambitions as you.
Yeah, I want to surround myself with people that can get drawn as sexy maids, as you've just linked.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything because this is actually the first time I think we've ever talked about a real topic on this podcast. And as we were talking about, as we were going off on that deep conversation, Dude decided to link this picture of us all drawn as sexy maids.
I'm retweeting.
No, it is fantastic. I'm actually retweeting that.
Yeah, we were actually having like a real moment there. I'm sorry.
The actual first time we've ever had a real conversation.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Blarg, I would smash your little cheeks.
Thank you. I actually dress like that. Like that's what I look like right before bed.
Like I actually dress like that.
I look
expensive
like
maid costumes. That's
railed.
What I was talking
like,
about.
I'm in the position
with my cat ears.
Probably your massive
cock. You look like you're afraid of something. Like you're... Yeah. I was going to say maybe like a sleep paralysis.
Wait, where's my question mark? Fucking segued. You get eyeballs instead.
That actually looks better than the question mark, to be honest. Wait a minute. Put my cup, put some liquor in it.
I wish we didn't rebrand so we could rebrand to that.
Did we have anything else to add to that topic? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
was horrible.
Oh wait. Hold on. The titty's here. The titty's on my timeline. I'm gonna send it to you guys.
Escort or something.
The China titty.
China titty. Watch a video.
COVID titty.
Watch the fucking jiggly titty go into the bowl. It's gonna do it again. Yeah. That's incredible.
Oh. What the hell? That is amazing.
I got it.
Tell me.
As I love humans, when chat has to sit here and listen to us react to something that they can't see.
Yes, chat. Yeah. Chat. Hey, chat.
As
hey,
a human guys, race, chat. We had no better invention. What is the best way to get design on plate? Big jiggly titty.
It's like Walmart brand Big Jiggly Panda.
Yeah.
Big jiggly titty.
If he wasn't doing YouTube, this is what he'd be doing all day.
That's a stripper
I can't
name.
Stop watching it.
That's a good joke.
Thanks, baby girl.
No. I just want to slap it.
How do you work
it
without slapping it around?
I know, just like...
Are you enjoying this, so you listeners? Understand. If you made it this fucking far?
Like, or just like lay down.
Look up China titty. Actually, probably don't look that up.
China.
We should retweet that, all of this that we're talking about on our Twitter. Goons. So if they want to look along with us.
Should I
retweet
on the Goons Twitter?
From the Goons Twitter.
Yeah, there you go.
If you want to see what the fuck we're talking about, go to the Goons Twitter. Goons, at Goons PC.
At Goons PC on Twitter.
And whatever our Instagram is.
What is our Instagram?
I think it's Goons PC, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. We've posted our first episode on there, and that's it.
I don't think we did. I think it's just a logo.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram,
guys. It's just our old logo on there.
Is it the Shameless logo still?
No, it's the new... Yeah, it is the old one. Yeah, it's Goons PC on Twitter and Instagram.
It's Shameless?
No. It's the old Goons.
Oh, it's the old Goons. Goons logo. Okay. Yeah. I was like, bro, we really haven't been on there.
It's like, we rebranded! That was like 8 months ago.
Just gone AWOL. All of our Instagram fans, just no clue what's happened to us. Just think we broke up. Oh, that's cursed.
All right.
I need to stop looking at the titty.
Yeah, we should,
Are we? Is it time to end? Yeah, I mean, we could have... Yeah, we ended on a good topic, at least, so... Well,
China titty.
Yeah, before the China titty.
All right, leave us some questions or
actual questions, not pasta beef or whatever.
Leave
it was.
Us some funny stories that you guys have experienced yourselves, like real life shit at your job or something, or like if you want advice on something, we'll try and read it.
Advice from us. Yes.
That is that.
Download our podcast. Yes, we can give good advice. We're like the Dr. Phil of podcasts.
Nope.
Yes.
Okay.
Download this on Spotify or whatever you listen to your streaming podcast shit on. And subscribe, hit the bell, leave a comment, subscribe, like, PewDiePie Bridge. Goodbye.
Can we end before that?
Actually, don't cut now. Goodbye, guys.